Governor Evers is urging the Trump administration to end trade wars with other countries. He says tariffs are hurting several industries in Wisconsin, especially agriculture. Evers made that plea in a letter to the president last week. Trump has imposed tariffs on steel and aluminum to deal with what he calls unfair trade practices by China and other nations that led to retaliatory tariffs, including a 25% tariff that Mexico placed on American cheese. During an appearance Sunday on CNN, White House trade advisor Peter Navarro defended Trump's commitment to farmers.
This president has the backs of farmers, and all the money we're taking and our tariffs, a lot of that is going right to the farmers.
Tony Evers is the Democratic governor of Wisconsin. Governor Evers, thanks for joining us.
Good to be here, Rob. How are you?
Good. Well, what did you say in your letter to President Trump?
Well, I just wanted him to recognize, and I believe he probably, if he watches news on whatever channel, recognize how the tariff talk really is making it very difficult for our farmers who are struggling to begin with. And so that was a basic thing that I wanted to make sure that he knew. And, the frustrating thing is when you conduct negotiations via tweet, basically it becomes like a junior high school argument where someone ups the other one. And what's happening is that it impacts our farmers who are already struggling with bad prices to begin with. And so now we're denying them essentially a market that is real important to them.
Have you gotten any kind of official response to that letter from the president or the White House?
No, I have not. And I'd be surprised if we did, but no, I have not.
We hear that the federal government is providing farmers with a sort of tariff relief aid. Is that enough to make a difference?
Well, no, it's not. And frankly, farmers would rather have, instead of a handout, they'd rather be able to just go about their business and engaging in the trade. They believe that they have high quality products and that that should be what free enterprise is all about, instead of collecting some tariffs and allegedly giving it back to farmers. That's not what they want. They want to make sure that they have a market to sell.
We've been talking about farmers so far. Do you have concerns about tariffs and trade when it comes to Wisconsin's manufacturers?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it's impacting, impacting some of our manufacturers who utilize metal products from across the country or across the world. And so, our Harley Davidson in Milwaukee and other metal fabricators are suffering as a result of this. And so, the argument that somehow it's going to be fixed in the future, that doesn't take care of today. And frankly, it's questionable whether it'll happen in the future also.
Well, that is the argument, though, from President Trump and some of his trade advisors that, yes, short term, we're going to have some pain, but it's worth it to play hardball and hopefully, if all goes well, guarantee more fair trade agreements with countries like China.
Yeah, well, that first of all, that's a hope, and it may not be realized. And I think you saw the other day where he's delaying some of these tariff threats until Christmas time, so that it doesn't impact people for Christmas. Well, it's impacting our farmers now, and December is a long way off. So I don't think there's many economists that feel that trade negotiations should be handled via tweet and via the way the arguments that are made now. It's hurting people now. It's hurting people that are in the middle of a growing season, and it sure could be handled in a much better way.
Before we move on from issues of trade, as Congress comes back into session in a couple weeks, they're going to be looking at this U.S.-Mexico-Canada trade agreement. Is this something you're keeping an eye on? What are you hoping to see come out of this?
Well, we're hopeful that at some point in time that an agreement is reached. Clearly, Congress has to weigh in, but in order for us to solidify and understand what the playing field is with our neighbors in Mexico and Canada, it's important to have something in place. It probably would have been better just to leave what was in place before, but at the end of the day, we're hopeful that we get some sort of trade peace with our immediate neighbors, because they're some of our largest, and if not the largest, trading partners.
Talking to Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers about some of the big issues facing the state, moving away from trade and tariffs, Governor Evers, but staying in the business world, you met with leaders from Foxconn, some new leadership, Republican legislative leaders as well, met with them. What is the latest that you're hearing from the leadership at this company we have this deal with?
Well, the main reason I was meeting with people is that they have a change in leadership, and I wanted to be able to establish good working relationships with the new leadership, Chairman Tu, Lu, and also the folks that are going to be directly involved with the Wisconsin-based product. And so it was a good conversation. We just reiterated what we already knew, that and what I saw with my own two eyes several weeks before, is that they're building a million square foot facility, and hopefully it's going to be up sometime in the fourth quarter of 2020. But the meeting was primarily about establishing relationships. So much of the business world, and especially this particular situation, it's all about making sure that we have good relationships. So we understand what's being built, and it was a good meeting.
The final product here seems like a moving target. You have talked, and others have talked, about maybe renegotiating between Wisconsin and Foxconn. Is that in the cards, a renegotiated deal?
Well, certainly at some point in time we will be talking about that. But at this point in time, we know that it's not going to be the larger footprint that they had before. So it's a smaller footprint, and that means a different type of product. And so what we know is what we know, and that takes us through 2020. And so there may be a need to talk about what is different. And certainly the previous deal was based on something much larger. Now, whether that means that we're going to specifically change some things in the deal, that remains to be seen. We have to sit down and talk about that. They've expressed an interest in the past, and we have an interest in at least examining what is in the deal and what we may need to change.
Also, in the last couple of weeks, you and Democratic lawmakers rolled out a bill that calls for near universal background checks on firearm purchases, with just a couple exceptions, I think, for family transfers and certain antiques. Why does Wisconsin need effectively universal background checks?
Well, it has been shown that it would save lives. That's a really important piece. We have several situations over the last few years where someone has taking advantage of the loopholes in order to illegally get guns, and they ended up killing several people. So it is something that 80 to 90% of the people of Wisconsin, depending on the poll, indicate they support. It's an important piece that seemingly should have Republicans and Democrats working together. And so we're hopeful. Clearly, there has to be some more discussion on the Republican side to see if they're willing to do this. But it's something that we feel very, very confident that it's a great common sense first step forward.
The argument from some Republicans and gun rights supporters has been these background checks, when they buy at gun shows and things like that, they worry that their guns would have to go in some sort of public registry. They're concerned about that being an infringement on their rights. What would you say to address those concerns?
Yeah, first of all, it's quite simple. We would just be expanding what exists now to private sales, and we think it's important that people that should not have firearms because of an issue that is important, we have to move forward on this. It's just, there's nothing about taking guns away. It's about making sure that we have legal purchases.
And finally, you signed an executive order recently that calls for Wisconsin to be carbon neutral by the year 2050. How do you see us getting from here in 2019 to there in 2050?
Well, we have to make a goal to start with, and that's why we did the executive order. It's aspirational, but I believe it's doable. I think any Wisconsinite that looks at their their monthly energy bill, realizes that the utilities in the state of Wisconsin are on board and making sure that we're in a better place going forward as far as being carbon neutral. And so, A, the marketplace is driving it. B, technology is such that that solar and wind energy are now cheaper than non-renewable sources. So we believe we're in the right direction. We just need to continue to make sure that that goal is out there so people don't forget about it and make it happen. It's important, but the most important thing is the marketplace is driving this, and so we feel very confident about reaching that goal.
Governor Evers, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thanks, Rob. Have a good one.
That was Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers. We talked to him about his letter to President Trump earlier this month, urging the president to help farmers in the state by ending trade wars with other countries and talking about the risks of retaliatory tariffs. We also touched on his universal background check bill for firearms here in Wisconsin. And as we just heard, his plan aimed at making Wisconsin carbon neutral by the year 2050, along with the latest on the Foxconn development. Share your reactions to what you heard from the governor. You can email ideas@WPR.org.